Linda Potter always starts out her training sessions with a lesson in perception.
Tell me what you see.
She is showing them an optical illusion. You may have seen it before. You either see a beautiful young woman or an old lady, depending upon your point of view.
Can you see both of them? Can you see the old and the young? The reason that I always start with perceptions is perception is reality. And so someone's perception is their reality. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It just makes it their perception.
Five people have shown up for the one-day, nine-hour training session in Concord. They're looking to become educational surrogates. Potter says perception can be critical in special education meetings, where people often have passionate yet differing opinions, but still all want what's best for the child. Educational surrogates effectively act as a parent when it comes to making those decisions for a special needs child who doesn't have anyone to fill that role. That's a job Hannah Mariotti of Northampton would like to do.
I've been a mental health counselor for many years and worked in schools and in other organizations, and I felt like the special education piece of my training was really missing. To do this really rounds that out and gives me a perspective that I might not otherwise have. And to be able to help at the same time, it's great.
Once her training is complete, Mariotti must then pass a test on education law as well as a criminal background check. At that point, she is eligible to serve as a surrogate parent for a child with special needs. There are nearly 100 children in New Hampshire who currently have educational surrogates. Federal law requires the program. Amy Jenks runs the program for the New Hampshire Department of Education.
They're educationally disabled children, and many of them are in foster care. They're usually in the custody of DCYF guardianship or thing. Many times one of the parents is deceased and another is unavailable.
There are roughly 180 available trained educational surrogate parents in the state. Jenks says there is a greater need for surrogates in some areas of the state, such as in Claremont and the Lakes region. 56 students were assigned educational surrogates in the past year. That's compared to 34 students and 39 students in the 2 years before that. For those like Allison Vignola of Barnstead, the time commitment of being a surrogate can be substantial, depending on the severity of the disabilities of the children and how many students they take on. She started as an educational surrogate parent 3 years ago and now has 8 students. She says it's important for surrogates to think of the children as their own because the decisions can have long-term effects.
Placement decisions really have a huge role in it. How much time they spend educated in the general ed classroom with typical peers, meaning non-disabled peers, versus being pulled out and educated in a separate place.
Santina Thibodeau oversees the Bureau of Special Education for the State Department of Education. She says people applying should have good communication skills and be willing to ask questions. But she says this is not the kind of program for people looking to be a mentor or a role model.
There's no requirement, nor would we encourage anyone to form a friendship with the child. There are other volunteer organizations that you can do that piece, whether it's Big Brothers or Big Sisters or a mentoring program.
Vignola says she agrees with that approach because many of the children have a lot of people coming in and out of their lives. But in long-term assignments where she is the surrogate for a student as they move through the system, she says developing a vested interest in their success is only natural.
I have a couple students who have since graduated or turned 18 and exited that I am still in contact with in one way or another, even if they just shoot me an email every once in a while saying this is what I'm up to, or do you have any advice on, you know, how to go about getting this job, or what course should I take here?
Those interested in becoming educational surrogates can contact the New Hampshire Department of Education. Training sessions are being scheduled for April, May, and June. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.